And all of a sudden, that's when the light comes on. You know, they get here and they're like, oh, all of it's wilderness, right? Once you leave Anchorage, you're pretty much in the wilderness. Even in some parts of our city, you feel like you're in the wilderness.
Welcome to show number 375. And this is the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And I'm Barry Kantz, your host, along with Lorraine Romero. And the Home Base Travel Agent Show is an affiliate of the National Association of Career Travel Agents. And thank you to NACTA for allowing us to be an affiliate. Well, I have to say, last month we had a bit of a technical glitch and lost the show, essentially. Lorraine and I recorded the show early in December, and I had the file on the computer, and on December 30th, I went to pull the file up and edit it, and discovered there was 0 bytes. There was nothing in that file, and since it was just that close to a holiday, I had no chance to recover and create another show or get someone else on the show for an interview. So I apologize for that, but this month we'll make up for it a little bit by having a longer show, and I hope an interesting show. So without much ado, I want to get right into the interview portion of the show, because it does go long, and I want you to be able to listen to it on your commute or on your treadmill or wherever you're at. So with that, here we go into the interview portion of the show. Well, we're back at the Home Base Travel Agent Show interview portion of the show, and we have Lorraine here, and actually, I'm hoping we have something in the audio file when I'm all finished here. I think we will, but anyhow, Lorraine is with us, and we have Candace, and you've heard that name here on the Home Base Travel Agent Show before, and I'm going to let Lorraine introduce our guest, Candace. We usually have a good time when we have her on board here. So, Lorraine, take it away.
Excellent. Well, hello, everybody. Happy New Year, and welcome to 2017. I'm sure Barry will probably mention in another part of the show that we did have a December recording. Well, we recorded it. The computer didn't, so it didn't get sent out. But we had this great, great podcast for you, and sorry, oh well, that's the way it goes in technology. But today, we have Candace McDonald. She is the co-owner of Sam & Barry Tours. She has been a guest on our show, at least once or twice. Lots and lots of fun to work with. As much fun in person as she is working on a work level. She's a huge, huge, huge supporter of travel agents and getting people to know how to get the right package together for their clients for pre- and post-cruises. Last year, I booked several packages with Sam & Barry Tours, including one that had no ship involved at all. I had clients who wanted just a land portion, and they were able to put that together for them. So for now, what I'm going to do, Candace, is hand the reins over to you. Tell us a little bit the history of Sam & Barry Tours, and we will roll from there.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, sounds great. So we have been in business for 12 years. And we're a women-owned and operated business, and we are based right in Anchorage, Alaska. And we actually operate in a pretty wide range around South Central and Northern Alaska, as well as putting packages together all over the state. So we love people that want to do land-based packages. The cruises are a fantastic way to economically see several places in Southeast. But if your clients have already done that or are not interested in that type of travel, then we have some fantastic options. And also you can do land packages, as you know, on either end of cruises as well. So they can do it all.
Oh, absolutely. Typically, what would you recommend for a client? Let's say you're working with a travel agent who has not worked with you before. Somehow I have convinced them the wisdom to call the office. And they've heard me talk about Salmon Berry Tours for some reason. I have somehow become the go-to person about, I've got clients who want to go to Alaska. What would you recommend before they book, right? Because if they're sailing their clients out of San Francisco, for example, might not be a good fit. But you have an agent who is all excited and they want to be able to work with you. How would you work with them, and what would you recommend for them in terms of a package you would put together for their clients?
Well, for travel agents calling us for the first time, if they have less adventurous clients that don't want to extend their trip very much, then a good starting place is to do a cruise, tour, and transfer, which hits several beautiful and exciting adventure stops between the ship's disembarkation or embarkation point and the airport in Anchorage. So it's amazingly a little known fact that the ships don't embark or disembark right in Anchorage. They're actually hours from here, but there are a lot of amazing things to see in between that you don't really see when you book the transfer through the cruise line. Then, working a little bit beyond that, a very popular thing to do is to add 2 to 3 days on if you want to start small. Of course, we recommend going big because Alaska is really, really big. But if you want to start small, doing 2 to 3 days, Denali is also kind of a first trip thing that people like to do if they're doing a land package, and you need at least 2 nights in Denali, which means you likely need at least a night or maybe 2 nights in Anchorage along with that. So you're looking at adding 2 to 5 days at the minimum to get your kind of first timer clients that want to extend their cruise vacation. So that's kind of a basic where we start with travel agents who are calling us for the first time or who haven't really worked outside the cruise market in Alaska. So those are some good places to start. Also working with Salmon Berry, what we're super helpful in doing for travel agents is getting the wish list of the client organized in a logistically possible manner. So clients often have really, really big wish lists for Alaska, but don't realize the logistics that goes into it. So I'm sure you've had a few of those where, for example, people want to just have 2 days on either the beginning or the end of their cruise, but have a list that would take 20 days to actually see. So we help agents organize the client's wish list and narrow it down and put it in a way that logistically will fit all together. So
let's say I have a client, I'm calling it, I have a client who they want to start in Alaska, and they know that it has to be a southbound cruise, and they're going to end up in Vancouver. So they know that much. They know they don't want to do an inside package. Could you talk about what maybe an example of, say, a 5-night cruise would be with a variety of things to do? Like, say it's a couple, maybe in their 40s, and they have a teenage daughter. What might be some activities that you would build into packages along with the accommodation form?
Great question. I think people traveling with children or with teenagers, because those can be vastly different, do a good job by being independent. So if they're independent type of people and they want to do a few things that are self-drive, then that gives you a little bit more flexibility to be adventurous. So teenagers, I think, do really well getting kind of disconnected from technology and seeing a little bit of wilderness. So we have some cabin stays that are 1 to 2 hours north of here that are easy to get to and have great adventures that are nearby, like mountain pass driving and sightseeing or walking on a glacier. There's a great ATV trip to a glacier or scarf painting. So you can kind of put all these things together into a relatively quick yet pretty adventurous trip that holds the interest of a teenage traveler and gets them disconnected from their technology, which I think is really helpful for enjoying what we have here.
Exactly. You know, you'd mentioned the scarf painting. I had clients that went up there, as you know.
Yes.
And originally the scarf painting was going to be a mother-daughter bonding time. But then Dad discovered that he thought it would be kind of cool to make the scarf for his mom, too.
So that's
funny. Yeah. And so, you know, it does. I mean, they kind of wanted the mother-daughter bonding time, but it was okay. I mean, they gave him family time. And can you talk a little bit about that, since it's something a little unusual? And you, whenever you can, you try to book it into a package. Can you describe what agents might be able to book into for their clients?
Sure. Well, what we love about the scarf painting, so the name, sometimes people go like, scarf painting, I don't think our whole family will want to do that. But that trip, it's an Aurora patterned actual silk scarf that you come home with that you've painted yourself. But in addition to that, it's at a homestead setting in a beautiful log house with a river. The people that host the class live there. They serve, they have high tea while you're there and instruction. So it's an all ability levels thing in a natural setting. So sometimes we do the painting even outside. So it is kind of a wilderness experience with immersion in local culture at the same time. And then you have the take home of the scarf painting. So we've never had a male member of a family sit it out by choice. And basically everyone ends up wanting to do it and happy that they did it. So people that didn't want to do it, that showed up with the female members of their family, once they got there, realized that it was quite an amazingly fun thing to do and dove in and did it anyway. So everyone has always been really happy with that adventure. And I just love the like kind of live like a local feel of that excursion. So that's a great one.
Now, are you able to book for clients, let's say in a package, if you mentioned ATV, what if they want to maybe do some fishing?
Oh, sure. Well, Alaska is famous for fishing, obviously, and there are many, many different types of fishing, and you can fit them in packages in different ways. So the biggest issue with fishing is that it's a relatively remote thing to do, so it's possible to do in a day trip out of Anchorage for people with limited time by float plane. So that makes it a bit of a pricey thing, but completely worth it because you're flying in a small plane over the landscape here, which is really one of the best ways to see Alaska in the first place. So you kind of get the flight seeing aspect as well as the remote river experience fishing for salmon or trout. There's also deep sea fishing for halibut. So we have famously large flat fish here called halibut. And that is one of the fishing types of trips that people are looking for when they book fishing here. And then there's the famous Kenai River with the largest king salmon in the world. Not something you can do in a day trip, but great for self-drivers who want to stay down on the river in a cabin, for example, and then do some early, early, early morning fishing. And we book that for all types of travelers, including kids. So fishing can be done in many different styles. And then we have some river fishing that we do include in a day trip with our tour vans. And a lot of times that ends up being just trout, but sometimes salmon. And that's a catch and release trip. So for some people, that suits them really well because, like, international clients have a hard time taking home the fish that they catch anyway. So catch and release works out a little better for some people. And that is also a remote river experience. So really nice, peaceful way to do it.
And this sounds very different than your standard, if you're booking from a cruise ship package. For an agent who's not used to working independently, because, you know, let's face it, sometimes it's easier if you just go, here, cruise line, you do it. I'm not familiar with the area. You do it. That's why we're talking, and I encourage people to go, you know what, let's try to do something a little more unique, smaller. How big is your van? I mean, because your groups are usually pretty small, right?
True. So our groups are 13 or less, but for fishing, for the fishing piece of the day, so if you do the river fishing trip that's a day trip out of Anchorage in one of our vans, there may be up to 13 people in the vehicle, but you're only going to have 4 people with a fishing guide on the river. So the fishing piece of it is very small and personal, like even smaller than our normal day tours. So very small and peaceful. The flyout trips by bush plane, sometimes, you know, we end up on the river with other fishermen, just depending on where the fish are running. It can be, you know, there'll be other people near you. And then down in the Cooper Landing area, when you drive down and stay in a cabin and spend the night, there will be other people fishing on the river as well. So there are more remote trips you can do. And ocean fishing, you can be on a boat with 6 people, which is really nice and peaceful as well. So yeah, it's fishing. Fishing essentially by nature is a very small group, private kind of thing to do. So that's one of the more peaceful, fun-loving Alaskan local activities that we have here.
Excellent. And is it safe to assume that if an agent is calling in, you would be able to work accommodations into the package? Because I think that's one of the things that people are afraid of. They know that Anchorage and Fairbanks aren't really close to one another, but they don't get the immensity of the miles. I mean, you know, it's kind of far.
Kind of. No, it is very far. Anchorage and Fairbanks are our two largest cities by a lot. So everything past Anchorage and Fairbanks is much, much, much smaller than these two cities. And the two cities are really far apart, like 6 to 8 hours driving. In the winter, definitely takes out 8 hours. But so those two cities are very far apart. Denali is in between. There's some other great fishing spots in between. Talkeetna is a wonderful place. But putting everything together logistically in a good way that works for your clients is really important. So even just getting quick advice from someone at Salmonberry on how to fit your client's wish list, like in what order and how many days it's going to take, is a great place to start, just to begin talking to your client and really sounding like you know what you're talking about. So even just getting kind of a quick rundown, like, hey, what do you think of this wish list that my clients have, is a great thing. And or just having us do the entire itinerary for you. And we do lots of revisions and discussion and explanations as to why we put this on Monday and this on Tuesday, for example. You know, just to make sure that the travel agent understands why we did it the way we did it, so that they can explain it to their client in a way that makes sense. So awesome. Logistics awesome. Are a huge part of this process.
Well, they are. And I think one of the things that you also offer that I think is wonderful is the meet and greet. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. We do meet and greets, especially with self-drive clients. So we can do it with any of your clients, and we sometimes do if the itinerary is really large and complicated, even if it's not a really independent itinerary. But we definitely do it with clients that are traveling in Alaska by rental car, so that we can go over each piece and what the transit is going to look like, and the directions, and we give them maps and mileposts and emergency phone numbers, and then we can look them in the eye and tell them that their GPS is not going to be their best friend on this trip. So things like that. So the meet and greet is a really important part of a self-drive itinerary, and that really eliminates problems along the way if we're able to sit down with them once they arrive in Alaska to go over each piece. And it helps, well, one, it helps eliminate any fear that they have of the itinerary, and also to catch any problems in advance. Like if they're thinking in their minds that they're going to use their GPS anyway, even though we said not to, then once we're sitting there in person, we can explain what will happen to them if they try to use their GPS and they don't follow the directions and paper maps that we gave to them to follow. So meet and greet is a great tool to get to know their itinerary before they set out into the wilderness on their own. So most of Alaska is wilderness. That's another thing that some travelers don't understand, is they get here and all of a sudden that's when the light comes on. You know, they get here and they're like, oh, all of it's wilderness. Right? Once you leave Anchorage, you're pretty much in the wilderness. Even in some parts of our city, you feel like you're in the wilderness. So it's important to sit down and talk about it.
So tell me, I want people to kind of have a vision of your office. They would come off of 4th Street, if I remember correctly, and you have a storefront.
We do.
And you work with everyday customers, but also with travel agents.
Yes.
So what would happen if I send my clients there, they get their car from the airport, if they walk into your office, what do they see? Do you sit down with them? Do you have cubicles all over the place? Describe your office.
Well,
this is totally a setup since I've been there a couple of times.
we do have a storefront on 4th, like you said. And actually, if you're on Google and you Google Salmon Berry Tours in Anchorage, you can take a little tour of our office on Google. So that's kind of fun. Walk through and see what it actually looks like inside. But when you walk in, you see people up front, you know, at the street storefront of our office, helping people that have walked in and asked for tours or answering the phone or working on the computers or what have you. And then we have a back office area with a conference table where we sit down with people to go over their itinerary and give them the tools that they need to be successful. We have also occasionally met people at their hotel if their time before they need to actually depart Anchorage in their rental car is limited. So there's all kinds of options. It's nice to see where we are in case they need something from us later. And see kind of what our environment is. And, you know, it's fun. It's fun to meet everyone, basically. We have a very friendly, fun office.
Yes. And if I recall, you have a little gift shop in the area. What do you have in there for people to go, ooh, I like this stuff?
We have a lot of wonderful Alaskan-made things. It's a really small gift shop, but we've put a lot of thought into what we have there. There's a lot of things made by local artists, like different kinds of jewelry and fur knitted hats and fun things like that. You know, your quintessential gold vials for people that absolutely have to have a vial of gold. And, you know, glacial facial mud masks, your favorite, Lorene.
Absolutely. And
so we like to have our glacier mud in there for people to buy. And we have other locally made, like, soaps and skin products and flower seeds and salmon berry jelly and things like that. So a lot of local things kind of crammed into our very small but exciting gift shop right in the middle of our office.
Exactly. And one of the reasons that I say that is because if you're trusting Salmon Berry Tours to take care of your clients. And this is your first experience and your client's first experience. They will come back totally blown away. It is not your standard big box mass market. It's little. It's like you said, all local people. I mean, your staff, how large is your staff now?
You know, with all of our tour guides and operations and everything, we are up to 23 people at our highest point of the year. So we have very few seasonal people. Most of the people are year-round, but I believe right now we have 14 year-round full-time people. And it's true, our office is wide open. We actually don't have any doors or offices. We all just sit in here together. So they're all being very quiet. They're trying to cheer right now. A couple of them cheered just now in the background. But yeah, we're all in here together, and you know, we bounce ideas off each other to find the best things for certain types of travelers, and we look for new products. We love product development and finding new and exciting things to do in Alaska every year. And yeah, it is a great space, and it's a great place for new clients to Alaska to come in and meet everybody. And they usually leave our office feeling, or they always leave our office feeling like, wow, these are great people. And we hire all Alaskans, so nobody comes from somewhere else to work for us seasonally. Everyone lives here and has experience here and has their favorite things that they like to do and help people do in Alaska.
Yeah. So, cruise season is mid-May through mid-September. What do you have to offer for people that would be considered off-season?
Well, Alaska is always in season.
Good point.
So, but no, you're right. A good bulk of visitors come to Alaska on a cruise, like either southbound or northbound, and then they fly into or out of Alaska on the other end. But when the cruises are not running, a lot of other things still are. We're actually making some great inroads into Denali in the winter. So Denali has been previously closed to visitors in the winter. So we've been working on that pretty hard for quite some time, and we're actually running a package there to Denali this winter in March, and our plan is to make that a regular package all throughout winter from here on out. So we're working pretty hard on Denali in the winter. We have lots of fantastic Aurora things. The Aurora packages are starting earlier and earlier now, which is kind of nice, because even like fall cruise passengers have been able to get in on some of these Aurora packages and kind of get the best of both worlds, right? So do the cruise and still be able to do some Aurora tours. So that's a relatively new development as well these last 2 years. So it's kind of nice in that fall season to be able to have a little bit of both worlds, the fall or the summer activities and the winter activities. And then once winter actually hits, we have the most exciting things. Winter is our favorite part, especially when we get around to our dinner on time. But we have dog sledding and snowshoeing and Aurora tours, and the flight seeing is a lot better in the winter, believe it or not, because we have these beautiful crystal clear days. They're short, mind you, but crystal clear days with miles and miles of snow-capped mountains, and just everything is sparkly and gorgeous, and it's a perfect time for flight seeing. And it's also in the winter, one of the only ways to get a good look at glaciers is you're either flying above one or doing our glacier walk. And the glacier walk is another one that can be done any time of year. So even if you take a cruise and then you have a day where you can come and do the glacier walk before or after the cruise, or if cruise season is over, we're still walking on a glacier any time of the year.
Got it. Because you, Salmon Berry Tours, is open all year round.
We are, yeah.
There you go.
They're open all year round. We have a lot of things that we can do that are not dependent on the cruise season. So I guess the message there is don't be afraid to don't be afraid to work outside the cruise season if you need to, or even by design if your clients would like to be outside the cruise season.
Gotcha. I often have people going, oh, I want to go, you know, follow me on Facebook, and you're showing the Aurora photos. You know, people are getting the idea that, yeah, like you said, maybe July, August in Aurora season, they're not compatible, but people are starting now to go, I could go up there in September, October. It's okay. Yes.
Yeah.
It's absolutely okay.
It is. It's totally okay. It's totally okay. There are things to do. It's safe. It's not that cold yet in September and October. I mean, I guess that's kind of my opinion because right now it's 15 below here in Anchorage. But but September and October is just brisk, beautiful fall weather. Yeah, I mean, you and I did a wonderful trip in September a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
To Denali National Park and Wrangell St. Elias National Park.
Absolutely beautiful.
In a few days, so that can be done.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a road trip.
But it can be done. Great time for fall colors. I'd recommend people stretch it out a little longer than we were doing it in, but yeah, it was a beautiful time. Beautiful time to do it. Not at all dependent on the cruise season.
Yeah, we never even touched the cruise ship. We did go on a ferry.
Yes, we did. The ferries run year-round, though. So if you have to get on the water, there are some water-based activities that are not on the cruise ship.
So one of the most famous icons of Alaska is held in March. It's called the Iditarod. Now, do you have packages for clients if we have people who might be interested?
We do, absolutely. One of those this year also has Denali, so we've got a little bit of South Central in Prince William Sound area. The Anchorage, the ceremonial start, the restart, some time in Talkeetna, and dog sledding with Della Stevie. Well, he'll be running the Iditarod at the time, but dog sledding with Della Stevie Racing at his kennel. And then we'll be spending 3 days in Denali and then on to Fairbanks for a couple of days. So that is a really big adventure package, that particular one. So you can find that on our website. It's called... What is it called? Iditarod in Denali, I believe. but we also have some shorter options for Iditarod. So I believe that we have a total of 5 Iditarod packages this year. And we put together custom packages for clients as well around the Iditarod. So it's a good event to plan around just to kind of get the fanfare of that annual race. It's a great one to get a little bit of this local culture too, because the Iditarod is such a big deal here. I even as a kid, I remember how much we participated and enjoyed that time of year. I had no idea that visitors even knew what it was, of course. But now, as an adult and a tour business owner, it is an incredibly popular thing around the world. So people come from everywhere to watch it. And to get the most out of a trip based around that event, our packages really pack in all kinds of quintessential Alaskan winter activities and culture, all based around those dates.
And you know what? Probably the thing that sticks out in my mind more than anything else is running with the reindeer. What a blast.
That is... one of the more hilarious events, although I have to say there are several really humorous events that go on during Iditarod. That's one of them. You can actually sign up to run with the reindeer. It's a short foot race, and I will tell you now, the reindeer are a whole lot faster than the people are.
and a whole lot more scared of you than you are of them.
But it is really hilarious to watch the reindeer kind of like work their way through the crowd trying to get to the other end of the race course. But there's also an outhouse race where you're meant to build an outhouse of some design of your own with your team of 3 to 4 people and push it down the street in a foot race, and someone has to ride in the outhouse. That's the most hilarious part. So one of your team members has to be sitting in your outhouse that you've built. There's a huge snowball fight that's actually an organized event around our winter festival time as well. And then more cultural traditional things like blanket toss and fur auctions and art shows, and just there's a whole lot goes on in the 10 days leading up to Iditarod during our Fur Rendezvous Festival, the winter festival we have here, and ice carving and snow sculptures, and it's just packed full of activities. And then we take our package guests and our custom Iditarod package clients out on a glacier cruise on Prince William Sound, and dog sledding and flight seeing and to a race checkpoint. That's actually one of the more incredible things you can do around the Iditarod, is to fly out and see one of the checkpoints, because that's when you see what the mushers are really doing out on the trail during the race. So seeing the beginning of the race is really hectic with thousands and thousands of people and, you know, 50 to 100 mushers, depending on how many signed up that year. And you see all these dogs and this organized chaos. That's the start of the race. But then as the race is underway, you know, at least 24 hours into the race and you get out to a checkpoint, you see what they're really doing out there on the trail and what kind of things they need to do in the checkpoint. A little less chaotic in some ways and more chaotic in other ways, but really interesting to see. It's one of Alaska's oldest traditions.
And to me, I'm always amazed by the fact that these are true athletes. They are not pumped up on steroids. They are not bribed. They run. They run.
They do.
1,100 miles. They just, you know, I mean, they're not in fast cars. They're not having someone on the side going, okay, come on, you know, I'll make you this movie deal. They literally, and I say this lovingly, they run for kibble, you know?
They do. They absolutely do. They are true athletes, both the mushers and the dogs. And, you know, they get all the way to Nome 1,100 miles later, and the humans are totally just wiped out and sleep deprived, and the dogs are like, hey, that was fun. Let's go again.
Right.
But yeah. You know,
and they're the ones who are running.
Right. They're the ones doing the running. Well, not in all cases. Kind of depends on the weather. But, yeah. But you know, the dogs, for them, it's a piece of cake. You know, they're really born for that activity, and they really love to do it. And the real sled dog ideal running temperature is minus 20, which a lot of that race is, and that's pretty cold for humans. So the mushers don't do as well in minus 20 as the dogs do. But it's also great bonding times for mushers and dogs. They spend the entire year training their dogs, and some of the mushers have even great books, movies, and footage on how they feel about their dogs and what kind of training they do. Martin Boozer is a great one for that. He's got just wonderful footage of him and his dogs, both out on the race and at home. They have a great relationship. And yeah, it's our official sport and our oldest tradition and one of our favorite things to show people up close and personal.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great. And, you know, your passion and enthusiasm about, you know, showing Alaska to people is coming through, you know, on this interview. I just want to thank you. Barry, I know you're there in the background, on mute, as always. Do you have any questions that you would like to ask Candace?
Yeah, just a typical guy question. What kind of vehicles do you use to move people around in?
Typical guy question. We use Freightliner Sprinters. They have 16 seats. They're nice and tall. Every guest has their own seat with their own seat belt. There's an aisle down the middle, so you can stand up inside them. They're really easy to, it's really easy to get to and from your seat and in and out of the vehicle. So as far as traveler comfort goes, it's the best thing out there. We have 7 of those. So that's what we use for our guided packages and day tours. And they have a Mercedes engine. I don't know how guy answer I can get for you, but there are 6 tires per vehicle. Very large tires. I don't know what size.
That's okay. We don't have to get that technical. I'll just...
They run on diesel.
Yeah, actually, I've owned one of those, so...
Really? Oh, great.
Yeah. It was an RV, but it was a Sprinter.
Yeah. No, they make great RVs. Yeah. Our various employees keep asking if they can have one to make into a personal RV. Yeah. Like, no, you can't have one.
Could do it. I'm sure we could do a whole show on the Sprinters.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, I could.
You know, and speaking of you know, has-been bands, I heard something wonderful that you guys did with one of your older vans. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. Well, we had an older, not a Sprinter, but a Ford, and we put a lot of good years and many miles on it. And we were moving to a new style of vehicle, so we started getting into the Sprinter style, and we donated that one to the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center. So you can ride in it to this day, maybe, or see it at least, at the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center. So they use it to shuttle people around the center who don't have transportation or a guide. So that's nice. We like to see it. It's very sentimental for us there, but yeah, so a good little shuttle bus for them to use around on their property. It's kind of a safari style drive through rescue rehab center for Alaskan wild animals. And they shuttle people around in their little shuttle who came on unguided. Mm. Yeah. So that's what we did with that. We call that the old mama bus affectionately.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Barry, before we close, any more guy questions?
Oh, yeah. But I don't know if we have time. But, of course, you know, guys and food. So but maybe we'll have to leave that to another show.
Well, I can talk about food really quick if you want.
Maybe one great thing there, you know.
Well, my favorite food is at the Talkeetna Roadhouse, which we include in all of our trips to Talkeetna because it's one of the best places on this planet, in my opinion, to eat. They've been featured on several reality shows because of their food. And we have group breakfast there. We have lunch there sometimes. Pretty much all of our tours and packages include food, and that's one of my favorites. They have sourdough pancakes that are bigger than the plate. And also delicious, and all house made, you know, from scratch things there. So there's also a bakery, which makes it another favorite of mine.
With yummy cinnamon rolls, if I recall.
Oh, yes.
We had to go there on our trip.
Kind of wish I was there right now.
I'll bet Lorraine took some pictures of those cinnamon rolls, too, and they're on Facebook.
Yeah, of course she did.
Yeah, Lorraine takes a lot of pictures of food and puts them on Facebook, I know.
Yes.
So I'm surprised. Yeah, and people... I'm surprised I asked the question. I'm sure, and I'm surprised Lorraine didn't ask the question about food.
Really. And as a full disclosure, I usually do split my meals. People go, oh my God, how do you eat so much? Well, actually, I don't. I'm all about the picture, and then I move the
I swear I split it. I promise. You would need to at the Talkeetna Roadhouse because all their food is also really large. Yes, it's amazing.
This is awesome. And see, Candace, you were worried you didn't have anything to talk about.
I have a lot of things to talk about, usually, once I get going.
I know that you've really kind of expanded. You have a new marketing person who's doing a great job. Besides, he's good at bribes, you know. What would be some ways for our listeners to find your website, get information? Do you have a hashtag for Facebook people mm-hmm. look for? Tell us how to find you.
Well, we are on Facebook. Our website is salmonberrytours.com. Our hashtag is #FindYourAlaska. We also have Twitter @SalmonberryTour with no S on the end. We participated in a Women Adventure Travel live Twitter event this morning. So you can #WATC. If you search that hashtag, you can see some of our posts about adventure travel for women and many other great posts by women adventure travel experts around the world. So Twitter, Facebook, and our own website, our Iditarod packages are featured on there right now.
Okay. Do you have a phone number that people could...
We do.
You do?
Believe it or not, we even have a phone. Our phone number is 907-278-3572. So that's how you can get a hold of my people right here in our office.
Okay. And do you have, I'm so subtle, right? Do you have an area of the website where a travel agent might go?
So subtle. We do. So we actually have a system where you can create your own login. So in the very top right corner of our homepage, you'll see, or on any page, you'll see the words travel trade, and you can click there and create an account, and then we approve you for commission, and you can book our day tours and cruise transfers right there on our website and automatically get commission. And if you need to do customized things, which many travel agents do work with us on customizing for their clients, then calling or emailing us is the best way. And you know, you can look at all kinds of examples on our website, but we do have live chat on our website, and we're there live during the day. But even if we're not there live, so if it's not during the day Alaska time and you're on our website, you can see the live chat window and type into it, and when we are there, we will respond to your message. So you can see whether we're on or not, but either way, you can still use that as a form of communication. So there are many ways.
Gotcha. And can you ask geographical questions? Like if I type into the live chat box, where is Disneyland?
Yeah, you could try it right now if you want. Let's do what they say. For Alaska experts. Yes, so you can ask anything. It's actually, we're on the live chat right here in our office, so the same people are answering you as if you called the phone or emailed reservations at Salmon Berry Tours. There's also an email address that's just for travel agents. It's traveltrade@salmonberrytours.com. But either way, reservations@salmonberrytours.com or traveltrade@salmonberrytours.com. The live chat, we're right here in our office. Or the telephone. So potentially you'd get the same person if you called as if you opened up our website and clicked on the live chat and typed your question in there. So, or emailed. We're all right here working together. Perfect. So my point in that is that you won't get like a call center or we haven't hired someone outside our company to run live chat. So
you'll talk to an Alaskan.
Yes.
Not some Californian at a call center.
Although some Californians are Alaskan experts too, like Lorene.
Well, thank you again, really, for taking the time to be here. And, you know, it's really been fun to watch you guys grow over the last few years. Gail and I were just talking about when we met you, and Mandy had her first baby on her hip.
She did. It's true. Oh, that baby was one of the older children on our Disney trip this past weekend. But yeah, so you're right. Mandy had her baby, and I was out getting a van, so I came on up and.
Yep. She just called up and went, "Hey, come on over here and look at our van." And there, the
van. We're still on, but I'm on mute. Probably 10 minutes.
Oh, it's been magical ever since.
It has been, and you know, I as I kind of mentioned, I've booked several clients this last year and have already again this year. They love it. One perfect example was a family, the one that never even touched a cruise ship. They posted, it seemed like every day, several times, hashtag me and you guys, and what a wonderful time they were having. Yes. It was like being with them.
Yeah, they were fantastic. They had a great time, too. I think that what you and I got together for them was absolutely perfect for what they were looking for, and that's what we can do together.
Yeah. And also, you know, in case something like this happens to your clients, if this happens to everybody, the husband had booked, I think it was a halibut trip, if I recall correctly, and he got an upset tummy the day before, which meant, sorry, too late. It's less than 24-hour notice. So the wife went instead.
Yeah.
She's like, whatever. She
That was great.
A blast. I mean, she was holding it up going, "Woo, I got my limit, you know, by 9:30 and you know, it all works out."
Yes. She ended up having a great time, and she wasn't the one that wanted to go fishing in the first place, but no. fishing in Alaska is a fast moving, pretty exciting thing.
So give one more time how people can reach you, your website real quick, and then I will say goodbye to Barry, and we can figure out how to reach him,
okay.
too.
Okay, so our website is salmonberrytours.com. We also have live chat during the daytime right there on the website, and a travel trade button that travel agents can click on to create their own account so they can sign their clients up for tours and cruise tour and transfers right there on the website and get commission automatically. There's also a contact us section of our website, or you can email us directly at reservations@salmonberrytours.com or traveltrade@salmonberrytours.com if you want to get just directly to our travel agent department. We also have a Facebook. And our Twitter is @salmonberrytour with no S on the end. And we did some really fun tweets this morning. If anyone's on Twitter right now and wants to check it out.
Yeah, definitely go check it out. And also for everybody to keep in mind that if you look in the website, don't feel like the packages that are there are written in stone and only for groups. They also do FIT. If you just have two or three people, they will be happy to put something together.
Absolutely.
Mr. Barry, how can we reach you?
Well, you can reach me by email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for Home Based Travel Agent Show. And, Lorene, how do people get a hold of you? Email?
Email would be sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com. My business name is Sharp Tongue Consulting. You could also reach me on my personal Facebook page, which has a lot of Alaska stuff on it. And all those food pictures. I know, you know, and I've got my friends trained. They get their food, they push it towards me, and they put their hands out of you know, the shots. So they're like, okay, take a picture. Okay, now I can eat. So, you know, friends are trainable. And my Facebook page is Loreen R, which is LoreenR. So thank you again, Candace, for being our first of the year guest. It's been wonderful. And, you know, the Salmonberry family, everybody that I've been in touch with, including your staff, have all been warm, friendly, personable, and, you know, you've done good, woman.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Well, thank you, Candace, and thank you, Loreen, and thank you, listener, for being a part of our show. And if you have any comments or questions, you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and we love to hear from you, and we hope you enjoyed the show. So with that, we are going to sign off for the month of January 2017. And we will be back again in February with another guest. And until then, have safe travels, stay safe, and we'll be talking to you soon. Bye now. One step at a time.